Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
Good morning, everybody. I am Glenn the Geek from Ocala, Florida.
And I am Leslie Wiley from Knoxville, Tennessee, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for July 22nd, 2012, episode 450. This episode is brought to you by Omega Alpha Equine. Good morning, Horse World.
Yep, it's Monday.
All right, let's take it from the top again.
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Horses in the Morning. Thank you for being here. Jamie is out today, and I'm going to tell you why. That's why we have Leslie here. Hi, Leslie.
Hey, Glenn.
Thank you so much for filling in. We really appreciate that. But I want to tell everybody that Jamie was out on Friday, and the reason Jamie was out on Friday, we couldn't say, because it was a secret. But now we can say. She was actually on her way to Florida, not too far from where we are, to surprise her mom on her birthday. Her mom kept bugging her to come out for her birthday, and Jamie kept saying she couldn't, she didn't have the time, they were too busy, blah, blah, blah. So she actually did a surprise trip to Florida and surprised her mom, and she took a video of when she was surprising her mom, and let me tell you, her mom was surprised. So we're going to post that on Facebook. She sent it over to us. So she is continuing her vacation, and she's going to be heading to Georgia to visit the rest of the family. So she'll be out today and Wednesday and be back on Friday just in time for Really Bad Ads. So that's what she's up to. We had to play it a little coy on Friday because her mom, Leslie, listens to the show every day. So we were trying to come up with a reason to say she was out on Friday. So we just said she had an appointment. So we made it sound like she had like a doctor's appointment or something because we knew her mom would be listening. And we couldn't give it away. And I did a pretty good job of not giving it away, I'll say, although Jamie was worried about that. She was worried about me coughing up the beans. But I didn't. I was good. So welcome, Leslie, to the show. We appreciate you being here. Of course, Leslie is from Horse Nation, usually here on Mondays, just not for the whole show.
Yeah, I'm so excited. I was so surprised and honored when you guys asked me to co-host. Very exciting. I love the show.
Well, we figured you usually came on at 10 o'clock. We'll just have you come on at 9 instead and stay the whole time.
All right.
It's just a good transition.
Anyone can talk about horses for an hour and a half.
There you go. I mean, that's what we do. Why shouldn't you join in? And, of course, Horse Nation, you get to talk about horses all day with all of your posts and things. So you're really dealing with horses all day. Now, you were recently married not too long ago. How's the married life going?
Oh, it is going. My husband has not uttered one complaint about my horse habit so far, so I think that's a good sign. Of course, we're only 2 months in, but, so far so good.
Well, terrific. I mean, if you're 2 months in and he hasn't complained, chances are you're going to be in pretty good shape till about a year, and then the bitching will start. So you have about another 10 months.
Oh, man. He's a good sport.
Well, the honeymoon goes on for about a year, and then it starts to end. Like Jamie, her honeymoon just ended, what was it, Jennifer, we determined, was that a month ago?
She had been
married for a little over a year, but I forget what happened. But it was on the show that we determined that her honeymoon was over, too. So you got a long time yet. You got 10 months. Enjoy it.
Yeah. I think the key to our marriage is we're keeping separate bank accounts, so he'll never know how much exactly I'm spending on vet and chiropractor and farrier and all that. So that'll be my little secret. So I think that's
probably a wise move when you're a horsewoman. I can't tell you how many people we used to have come in our store, women, that would have separate credit cards that the husband didn't know about. And they would warn us, you know, if my husband comes in here, don't you say anything about this credit card. So we, it was our job to keep track of who was deceiving their husbands or not. That was our job as store owners to figure that out. Well, we have something exciting going on this morning that we haven't done in a long time. We thought, seeing Leslie was here and that you have a lot of fans out there at Horse Nation, we would give our listeners and your fans a chance to win this morning. What we have is just a call in to win. We haven't done this in a long time, as I said. We have two prizes we're giving away, and all you have to do is call in. When you hear this sound, and it's going to be in the first half hour, so it's coming up here in a little while, you'll hear this whinny. When you hear that whinny, you'll call in to win two things. We're Fleece Works, the sponsor of the Horse Radio Network and also a sponsor of Horse Nation. They're giving away one of their really cool halter fleece sets, and that's the really nice ones. Fleece Works is known for the nicest fleece around. They're manufacturers of the world's finest Australian merino equestrian products. They do the saddle pads and all that kind of thing, too. There's no Lycra, no spandex, no Teflon, no polymers in this product at all. It's just fleece, the finest fleece at prices you won't believe and the prices you can afford. And what they're giving away today is a $50 value. It's their halter fleece set, and they're very nice. Jennifer, I don't know if you can dig up the picture that they had of the donkeys wearing the fleece, but that would be great to post that again this morning. Have you seen that one yet?
The freaking adorable donkeys, you mean? Yeah, the freaking adorable donkeys.
Yes. Donkeys.
I don't know if you've seen that one, Leslie, but it was a great picture of the donkeys.
Oh, they're adorable. The little minis wearing those snuggly, fluffy little fleeces. Oh, it's too cute.
So we're going to do that. We're going to give a thank you to Judy over at Fleece Works for that. And also, thank you to Redmond Equine. Of course, Redmond Rocks are our favorite mineral rocks here on the show. We use them. Beaker has a couple of them outside right now. One of the problems we always had with the Redmond Rocks, though, is they're shaped like a rock. They're just a chiseled out of rock. They're not square. They're rocks. So one of the things is you put them in a bucket, and sometimes the bucket gets knocked over in the stall, and they end up on the floor. And these things last a long time, and they're terrific because they have like 60 different minerals in them. They're not your typical salt block. But what they did is brand new as of Friday. They now have what they're calling rock on a rope. And what they have done is taken the Redmond rocks, drill a hole through the middle, and actually put a rope through so that you can tie it to the stall. So your rock will be hanging there and not necessarily floating around the floor someplace when the horse knocks over the bucket. So Redmond Rock now has rock on a rope, and we're going to be giving away a rock on a rope to a caller this morning also. And, of course, they're ideal for everyday use. They help replace electrolytes. They encourage hydration, and they have all of the different minerals. And they also make a human one, too, and we use that all the time. It's just the same rock that they have ground up into this fine salt-like stuff, and we use it every day instead of salt. So we're going to be giving those away. Those are the two prizes we're giving away a little bit later in this half hour. So listen, call in to 347-637-3238. That's 347-637-3238. And if you're on the line listening, and we have a number of listeners that call in to listen, you can just press 1, and you can participate, too, when you hear the horse whinny a little later in the show. But now, Jennifer, what's up?
On today's Omega Alpha Monday edition, as Glenn mentioned, Wiley Leslie from Horse Nation is helping us usher in a new and improved version of Call In and Win. So put us on speed dial and get your prize-winning mojo on. And multitasking is the topic du jour today with Team Fleece Works rider Tammy Smith. She's going to stop by and tell us all about coaching and riding at the same horse show. And to round out the morning's musings, we have a Be Careful of What You Wish For segment with working student and Horse Nation blogger McKenna Oxenden. And wait for it, happy National Vanilla Ice Cream Day, everyone.
What ice cream day?
Vanilla ice cream.
Oh, vanilla. I didn't understand what you said there. I thought you said minnow, and I was going, well, that's really gross. But
well, not if vanilla you're a penguin.
Sounds vanilla sounds much better. All right, time for our Daily Winnie. My Daily Whinny goes out to our adopted racehorse trainer, Shauna Kroll. She trains standardbreds, and she had another one win. This girl is on a winning spree this year. Southwind Ricola won her first win lifetime and hope that there will be more to come, she says. Her time was 2 minutes. So congratulations, Shauna. You have a bunch of them in there in the winning circle. And we're going to have to get Shauna on here again soon to give us an update, Jennifer, because she has a lot of new horses that are in the play right now, and I think it would just be fun to get caught up with her. So we'll have to get her on in the next week or so. So congratulations, Shauna. Good job. Now it is your turn, Leslie.
I wanted to send out my Daily Whinny to all the competitors in the North American Junior and Young Rider Championships that took place in Lexington at the Kentucky Horse Park this past weekend and last week. You know, I know all those young people work so hard to get there. I mean, I think it's just an honor even to make it to that level of competition. And then, you know, it's that such a pressure cooker of an environment. And, you know, I just think that everybody that was up there and their grooms and their parents and their coaches and their supporters all just really are deserving of a big round of applause. So I'm dedicating my Whinny to them.
Well, we can give them one of those. There's the round of applause to all the young riders out there. That's terrific. Well, we want to, as Jamie comes back from her vacation, she'll be back from visiting the family, and we'll be doing Really Bad Ads for the first time in many weeks. So get your ads into Jennifer at horseradionetwork.com and put Really Bad Ads in the subject line. We'll have some great prizes for you, and so send them in. Get your ads in. I know she's been getting some in, so she has quite a few stacked up. So you're definitely going to want to get your ads in and make them good so you have a chance of winning.
Yeah, only the best will make it to the on air. Only the best of the worst.
And do you have any, you know, bad trailer pictures? I put the one up last week, but do you have a bunch of bad trailer pictures too?
We have some bad trailer pictures, but as usual, only the best of the worst will make it to the air. So keep surfing.
Okay. Yeah, you can always find bad trailer pictures. That happens every time. So Horse Nation, now we've had you on now for a couple of months. How long ago did Horse Nation start?
We kicked off at the beginning of February, so we're still sort of a baby website, but we have really grown by leaps and bounds since we've gotten started in these past few months. And we have a pretty devoted readership and getting new readers every day and a fantastic set of sponsors, and we just have a lot of fun with it.
Now, did you, when you first started it, expect to have the participation, the people wanting to do articles like our guest today, McKenna? Did you count on that, or was that something you hoped would happen?
It was something, you know, I think one of our objectives when we launched the site was that we wanted it to be really interactive and not, you know, not just a small group of writers sitting around, you know, writing about our own experiences, but really representing the experiences of horse lovers all around, you know, around the country and around the world, and just sort of hopefully representing that whole vast spectrum of what brings us together, which is a shared passion for horses, no matter what in what respect we're participating in that. And I've just been overwhelmed by the response we've gotten in the last few months from people wanting, you know, completely, no, not wanting any sort of compensation. You know, they're just riding, volunteering their riding to, I think, be a part of what has become a pretty neat community.
I think it has, you know, you can tell just by, you know, I've been following it since the beginning, and you can, and of course, you're a sister site to Eventing Nation. which has been out there for a long time and has really become the site for eventers around the world to check every day. So it was a natural progression that you guys would branch out from just eventing into pretty much anything horsey. When I first contacted you, or you did me, I don't remember, about coming on the morning show every week, it was because Horse Nation sort of has the same kind of attitude that we do here at Horses in the Morning. You know, that it's there's some serious topics in there, but it's about fun and it's about entertainment. It's about having a good time with your horses.
Mm-hmm. It is. We do. I think feel like your radio show and our website, we're both sort of celebrating all the great things about equestrian culture. And it's a lot of fun. It's a very positive space to be in. Sure.
Well, and now the most important question, of course, is about me. Do I still hold the second most read post on Eventing or on Horse Nation?
Last time I checked, your post on why, and I loved it, and I need to print it off and put it on my refrigerator when the honeymoon starts wearing off and my husband starts. What he's gotten himself into. I think you come up with a top 10 list of positive pluses for.
It was the 10 perks of dating or marrying a horse girl, and it was a little snarky. And I'm just looking to see what my I might have passed that first place, wherever that crappy post was. It was first place because I'm at 6,150 views on your page now.
Whoa. Well, it was a hilarious post, so I'm glad that it's making it made its rounds around the interwebs.
Well, I'm so glad you posted it. It was a lot of fun to do, and we'll be doing some more of those as I get more creative as we go down the line here. I used to write a lot of stuff, but since we started the radio, I don't write so much anymore, and I find writing much more difficult than talking nowadays because I talk for a living now. but I started Tack of the Day when I worked for Bit of Britain all those years ago, and that was all writing and the funnies every day, and everything was it was all something that I did. So it gave me a creative outlet every day to work on Tack of the Day. That was done in a different environment, but it was fun to do.
Right.
It was definitely fun to do. All right. Well, let's. I have a news story here. And very important to some of the listeners of Horses in the Morning, because last year they participated in this, and I'll be interested to see if any of our participating this year. But this Wednesday is the running of the ponies, the swimming of the ponies, actually, at Assateague and Chincoteague Islands. That'll be happening on Wednesday. It's the 87th annual pony penning. And, of course, this is very popular. They expect tens of thousands of visitors will be arriving. And I know one of our listeners last year, and I can't remember who, went, and she said it was packed. She said it was just packed. And what they do is they call the population by having a sale after the swim. When they swim them from one island to another, they take some of the younger ones and they actually auction them off. And people look forward to getting a pony from the islands, and it becomes really, it's a thing. It's become a thing, and it's also a fundraiser for the fire department out there. So it's the Chincoteague Volunteer Fire Company. It's their annual fundraiser. And what they do is they gather up the ponies that they want to sell off to decrease the population, and they actually put them and they pen them. And then on the morning of Wednesday, they'll have some wranglers that will go out there and some cowboys, and they will take those and they will actually herd them off the one island to do a short swim. It's only like 5 to 7 minutes onto Chincoteague. And then they'll put them in a pen again, and then they'll have an auction where they sell them off. So, but it's a huge event. Jennifer, did you ever get to go to it?
I have been to Assateague and Chincoteague Island many times on vacation with the family, but have never witnessed the pony penning, and I think that was intentional on our parents' part because they knew what would happen. There were six kids, and there would have been six ponies coming home in the back of that truck.
Have you ever been, Leslie, to it?
I haven't, but it is on my bucket list. It sounds like it would be quite to see.
Yeah, you know.
But, I would probably end up coming home with six ponies, too, so maybe I shouldn't go.
I've always wanted to go see it. Jennifer and I have been to one of the things about those islands. We went in the summertime, and it is kind of cool because you can see the ponies on the beach and everything. But as soon as you – and it's great. You go out there to the beach, and then you – there's these little paths they have where they live, and they go in and they hang out in the trees. And you think, oh, I'm just going to go walk in one of the paths, and I'm going to go see where the ponies hang out in the trees. And you walk two steps into one of the into those trees in the summertime, and you get literally eaten alive by mosquitoes. They are – flies and mosquitoes just swarm. You can't walk in there. It is just the most flies and mosquitoes we've ever seen. I'm sure Jennifer has fond memories of that. We didn't go in because it was just awful. It was bad.
Those
poor
ponies.
At least where they're going, they're going to get a little fly spray.
They spend their entire life half a quart low.
Yeah. That's right. They're lacking a lot of blood. But so this, and when they swim them across this channel, it's actually at low tide because it's tied into the ocean. So it's they wait till low tide. So it can happen anytime between like 7 in the morning and 10 in the morning. And if we have any listeners that are going, and maybe Jennifer could post that on Facebook too, if we know of anybody or if you know of anybody that's going to the swim, maybe they could check in during the show on Wednesday morning live and we could get a report from the swim. So that would be terrific if anybody's there. And if Jennifer, if you can post that on Facebook, tell everybody that we're looking for somebody that's going to call in on Wednesday morning. And that's right. It's time to call in and win. We're looking for the third and fourth callers to call in to 347-637-3238. That's 347-637-3238. And you'll win one of two things. We have the Fleece Works Halter Fleece Set from Fleece Works, good sponsor of Horse Nation and Horses in the Morning. And also, we have a Redmond Rock on a Rope. They're going to basically, it's this new thing that they have. They started on Friday where they drill a hole through a rock, and you can hang it on your stall, and the rock doesn't end up on the floor. It's just a much more convenient way to do it. And I don't know, have you used Redmond Rock's products yet?
I have not, but I have licked my horse's mineral block. Have you ever done that? Have you ever licked your horse's mineral block? I have to, like,
we
taste
tried
everything that I
well,
get on my horse.
And you know what? With Redmond Rock, you can do that because, as I said, they crush these up, and it's the same thing they use for human salt supplements.
Well, that's just what I was thinking. When I've licked my horse's mouth, it's nasty. I'm like, no wonder they don't wanna hang around the big. You know what I'm talking about? The big salt, mineral salt bricks. And I was reading some reviews of the Redmond Rocks on SmartPak's website because they sell them, and the reviewer after reviewer was talking about how their horses that wouldn't touch a regular mineral salt brick like are all over their Redmond Rock. So. I did not realize that they made them for human consumption also, but I have to look into that.
Well, Jennifer's weeding. I got a bunch of callers. Jennifer's now finding the third and fourth callers this morning. So as soon as she has them lined up, we'll chat with them. And we're also looking forward to having Tammy Smith on a little bit later in the show. Okay, here is our first winner, and this will be the winner of the Redmond Rock on a Rope, and that is Diana from North Carolina. Good morning, Diana. Congratulations.
Good morning. Thank you. Wow, I feel so lucky.
Well, and you know what? I know that when Redmond Rock sends stuff out, they also put some goodies in there, like they'll give you some of the human salt. They just throw a whole bunch of stuff in there, so you get the complete package. Have you used their rock yet?
I have not, and I'm anxious to start using it.
Once you use this, horses love these things. We haven't found a horse yet that doesn't love these things. And once you start using it, you won't use anything else. You're going to be using it for a long time. So
that's great.
Tell us about your horse.
Well, it's actually my daughter's horse.
Okay.
And her name is Calla. And I want to say hey to Leslie. Leslie, this is Diana Lisa's mom. Hey.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, so Lisa will be thrilled.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so I'm so excited.
That's so funny. I was like, I know a horse named Calla.
I knew you would. Yeah, so this is I'm excited. Yay. First time I've ever won anything.
Well, there you go. Well, congratulations. Well, we're going to have you hold on. Just stay on the line. Jennifer's going to come on and get your information.
Okay,
so
great.
We get it over to Redmond Equine and get it out to you. So hold on.
Oh, thank you so much. And love listening to you guys. Love it, love it, love it.
All right. Thanks, Diana.
All right. Thank you.
And caller number 4, it looks like, and I know she's a regular listener to the show. Is it UT?
Yes, it is.
Hey, how are you?
I am doing wonderful. Thank you.
Congratulations. You have won the Fleece Works halter fleece set worth about $50, I'll add. And this will look great. Tell us about your horse.
Well, actually, I have 3 of them. I have a retired standard bred, a quarter horse, and a rescued thoroughbred mare.
So who's going to get to wear the sheepskin covers?
Well, I'm thinking it's going to go for my girl.
Now, the one thing about the sheepskin halter fleece set is you have to make sure you have a fairly clean horse because they do get dirty. That's the only thing I've noticed about the halter fleece. But I think they're washable. I think these are washable. So this is terrific. So what do you do riding? I noticed you post on Facebook a lot.
Well, actually, I just ride for pleasure, nothing competitive, even though I would love to be able to show my thoroughbred. She's pretty awesome.
And you said she was a rescue?
Private rescue, not through any agency. She just kind of fell into my lap.
And she did she race?
Yes, she did.
And, Leslie, I will tell you that Yudi also sends us really bad ads all the time because she sends us good, really bad ads because there's a lot of people who write really bad ads in Ohio, apparently.
Oh, man.
You know, Jamie has thought she had the exclusive on it in Arizona for the really bad ads. But as we learned, Yudi, there's really bad ads everywhere, isn't there?
Oh, yeah, there sure are.
Well, we appreciate this. Jennifer's going to get your information, so just hold on. And we're going to have Fleece Works send that out to you.
Thank you so much.
And thank you for listening.
Oh, I will.
All right, so hold on. Well, that's terrific. 2 winners this morning. We're going to have to do that more often. It's kind of fun.
Yeah, giving stuff away is fun.
And thank you to everybody that called. The phones lit up. There were a whole bunch of calls. We obviously took the 3rd and 4th. And we appreciate everybody that called. We'll be doing this again, so keep an eye on Facebook and listening into the show, and we'll make sure you have a chance to win. Now, let's one other news story here before we get to our ad for the day is there was an Australian rider by the name of Shane Rose who was a silver medalist in the Beijing Games in 3-day eventing, and unfortunately he had to withdraw because his horse, Taurus, was ruled out with a leg injury, did not pass the vet, and that was devastating. Obviously, he was looking forward. So when you're a silver medalist at the last Olympics, you really want a chance to go for gold. You really want that gold even worse. So he unfortunately is not going to have that opportunity. Megan Jones will be there, and her horse, All of a Sudden, which I thought is a great name for a horse, All of a Sudden is going to be there, and that's a subject to IOC approval, but it looks like that's who will be taking Shane's place. And sorry to hear that, Shane. Shane will be out of the running. Now, everybody over at Eventing Nation, I assume, is getting really excited about all the Olympic coverage that will be starting the end of this week.
Yes, I have an Olympic countdown on my laptop, and I'm the Olympic Games begin in 4 days, 6 hours, 30 minutes, and 42 seconds. So
there you go. And, of course, we'll all be watching the opening ceremonies on Friday night. There are tons of coverage. If you check on NBC's website, there's also tons of coverage of the horse events going on. So you can check on NBC's website. They're devoting 2 or 3 of their network stations to this, including their sports stations. So you're going to want to check it out and make sure you get to watch a lot of the horse things. We'll be covering it, of course, on the Eventing Radio Show and the Dressage Radio Show. sort of as a wrap-up kind of thing. And then, of course, we'll be talking about it here on Horses in the Morning as we go through the horse events over the next couple of weeks. And best of luck to everybody, all of our friends there. I did notice that there was a post that the Canadian team posted pictures of the great big lorries. They were loading the horses to head to London, and that was happening today. So the Canadian eventing team, Jessica Phoenix, posted that they were loading the horses to head over to the grounds, which apparently are looking well. And apparently the rain has slowed down a little bit, from what I understand, Leslie. So it would have been a disaster had it been raining like it had been. But apparently it has slowed down, and things are looking good. So we'll hope it stays that way. Well, our sponsor for this half hour is Omega Alpha. And, by the way, we misspoke that. I noticed in the beginning you did. You said Alpha Omega, which we said for the first year we were doing these commercials. So it isn't just you. We
got that.
So Omega Alpha is sponsoring this show today. And we all care about what we feed our horses, probably more than what we feed ourselves. Omega Alpha also cares about what goes into your horses and ponies, and that is why Omega Alpha only uses natural formulations for enhancing equine health and performance. All of their products are made by them using the finest natural ingredients available. Dozens of different all-natural products are available to help your horses with all kinds of things, including their coat, digestive tract, kidney and liver function, muscles, joints, and so much more. One of the products that gets a lot of use this time of year is the all-natural Endurogen. It is used to increase the stamina and strength of your horse to improve performance, and also you can use Endurogen after strenuous exercise to help restore energy levels and increase stamina and strength. See all of their products, including Endurogen, at OmegaAlphaEquine.com. Or you can like them on Facebook and just search for Omega Alpha Equine. And, of course, Dr. Chang joins us every week every month with a nutrition tip. And you can find all of those. The easiest way to find all of those is to just go to horsesinthemorning.com and search for Dr. Chang, C-H-A-N-G, and you'll find all of the shows with his nutrition tips on them from Omega Alpha Equine. Very smart guy. Well, we're waiting for our next guest to call in here. Jennifer, am I correct on that? All right, I think you're on mute, so I can't hear you.
Sorry. You that's usually a good thing from your point of view. Yes, you are correct.
Leslie, I have one of the only jobs in the world where I can actually mute my wife.
Wow, that is an enviable position, I'm sure.
I know. I would want that. This is like a dream job. Now, she can unmute herself and talk to me. But the other thing is she can...
See, I can do the same thing to him, Leslie. He's over there talking away right now and doesn't know I hit the mute button.
I bet my husband wishes he had a mute button for me sometimes.
You're back, Glenn.
Because I can't unmute myself.
Let me tell you all about my dressage ride today. Mute.
Well, while we're waiting for our guest to give us a call, Tammy Smith, why don't we take a listen? Bit of Britain has a fantasy contest they're doing for the games that are coming up next week in London. And it's kind of neat because you can win some serious prizes. I mean, thousands of dollars worth. And why don't we take a listen to that? I spoke to them a little bit ago about this, and they said, hold this off and don't put it out till the 23rd because it starts today where you can start to participate. But if you like sort of playing the odds on who's going to win what, then this is a contest that you're going to want to hear about. So take a listen, and we'll be back with our guest. Glenn the Geek here, and I am here with Amy and Cassie from Bit of Britain. They're doing an interesting new contest called the Fantasy Finals Contest for the competitions that are coming up here in London in a couple of weeks. Amy, tell us about it.
Oh, sure. We took the idea of basically a sort of Final Four or fantasy football and sort of tailored it to equestrian competition. So basically what you need to do is pick who you think are going to be the top three placings in each discipline. And you have to pick a wild card as well, just in case we have ties. But if you pick all nine correctly, the prize package is ridiculous, and that is the big challenge, because you have to get all nine. If there's nobody who gets all nine, nobody gets the prize. But
I have to pick the first, second, and third place in eventing, dressage, and jumping.
Yes.
Ah.
Yes. So there are 200 slots between the three sports.
It's like playing the lottery.
Yeah, it very much is. And that's sort of what we got to play up with our contributing products, because they're taking the chance on whether the potential for having a winner is very slim.
So,
but
Kathy,
that makes
what do
it
we
challenging.
Win? What do we win, though? That's what I want to know.
Well, for the Superfecta, it's quite a haul. We're talking about $400 retail product per partner here. Right now we've got items from Ariat, Back on Track, Vitaland Shires, Cavalor Premium Feed and Supplements, Charles Owen, Equifit, Equilibrium and Vespucci, Fitz, Fleece Works, Horsewear Ireland, Carrots, Nunfiner, Point Two, and Coquat and Treadstep. So
wait a minute. Stop right there. Do you mean I get $400 for each of those?
Yes, yeah. So if you
I can spend $400 with each of those if I win this thing? I'm going to win, by the way.
Yeah. So, if you but you only get one entry per address, so you better choose wisely. So
per email address, is that?
Per street address.
Oh, shoot, because I have 100 email addresses.
Yeah, everyone does. That's the reason for street addresses.
Darn, I only have one of those.
Exactly. We'll be paying attention that if we have an apartment complex with 300,000 apartment blocks, the first entry from that street address will be the one used, and the others will be deleted.
Now, is this for the individual winners? Because I know they do team and individuals, too.
Yeah, it's just individual.
Okay.
Just individual.
And then for the trifecta, which is for the individual sport, you're looking at prize packages, a total average retail value probably around $1,000 each. And again, it's the same companies participating, but broken out a little bit differently. And they've each contributed per company about $200 retail. So it's still a pretty good prize, and a lot of chances on that.
That's if I pick the first, second, and third in each of the disciplines?
Like in one of the
disciplines. Okay.
So if you enter, the way we have to set it up is that you enter show jumping, you enter dressage, and you enter eventing. And cumulatively, you don't have to. They will all enter you in for the Superfecta.
Gotcha.
But
okay.
You can just enter dressage and be entered for dressage. But the Trifecta prizes are being given away. So even if someone doesn't pick the top three, we have a point system that's it's explained in our 4-page list of contest rules.
Okay.
But we have a point system to allocate how they finish in each phase. So it'll narrow it down, and then
just helps us choose a winner and make sure we've got everything squared away that way.
Yeah. And worst comes to worst, if we have a tie after all our wheelings and dealings, and you do have to pick a wild card for each sport as well,
I think there's a good possibility you're going to get a winner for the individual ones, because you only got to pick three. And,
right.
we're talking 50 to 70 entrants in each one of those. So, there's a good chance, I think.
Yeah, it becomes exponentially more difficult when you have nine.
Yes, exactly. and I, having played the horses a few times, I can testify to that.
Exactly.
So how do I play?
On Monday, the 23rd, the contest entries will open up on our page at bitofbritain.com, and it's called Bit of Britain Fantasy Finals. There will be three sheets. You can print them out and send them in if you want, but we have to have them by the 26th of the week because the first jog is on Friday the 27th.
Do I have to send them in, or can I play it online?
You can play it online. It's all designed to be played online, but for someone who wants to send them in, doesn't want to fill out the information online. You can send it in. But,
that sounds like fun. I love this idea, guys. This is great.
Yeah, it's we're waiting till the 23rd to open up because we're using the FEI's list of right now it's just the short list. So there are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of horses on short lists from around the world, and we're just waiting for it to get narrowed down.
Well, that's terrific. You can find it starting the 23rd on bitofbritain.com, and just look for Fantasy Finals Contest. I assume there'll be a big logo right there.
Yes, there will be.
Terrific. Thank you both, Cassie and Amy, for joining me. I really appreciate it. Doesn't that sound like a good contest? Isn't that a cool idea?
I know. But can you imagine? So picking the top three finishers in all three Olympic Olympic equestrian disciplines. That seems like a challenge, but man, if you picked it right, it would be
just like playing the ponies.
Kind of,
you know, you win the superfecta. You know, playing the ponies. That's just what it's like. But let me tell you, $400 from each of those companies, you'd be like that. Talk about a Christmas haul! Wow.
Right.
It certainly would be fun to win that much. But I did just go to bitofbritain.com, and I don't see it on there yet. So keep checking back throughout the day. It was supposed to be up there sometime today on the 23rd. I'm definitely going to go play because there are prizes for, you know, if you pick eventing and pick the top three or dressage or any one of those, you also get smaller prizes for those. So definitely check it out. I thought it was a lot of fun and a very creative, clever idea. Well, let's get to our first guest. We have Tammy Smith on here. Of course, she is a Fleeceworks rider and an eventer and has been on the show once or twice before. Good morning, Tammy.
Good morning.
Well, of course, you were on our show last week in the news, which was unfortunate in that you had a little accident at Rebecca Farm.
Yeah, it is unfortunate, but I'm at least home and got my leg up and hopefully on the mend quickly.
So what happened? What happened exactly?
It was my fifth or fourth ride of the day. It was my last cross-country ride of the day. And the horse that I was riding, she was just a bit backed off out cross-country. I was kind of catch riding it for a client of mine, and she kind of spooked at the water, and I had lost my stirrup, kind of encouraging her to get to the bank up and jump over the one stride out of water. And when she jumped up the bank, she left long, and so it kind of jolted me more off balance, and not having my stirrups, I lost my balance. And then when she jumped out of the water, it was only a one stride. She just kept going, which then I really lost my balance. But long story short, I ended up just barely coming off, and kind of the fall itself was actually pretty non-eventful. But I think it spooked her. My air vest popped, and she turned around and she kicked out at me and just happened to land her stud directly into my leg.
Oh,
I know. Old pills.
Oh, so painful.
I bet. Oh my gosh. Now, what did they have to operate or?
Yeah, they did. They it was pretty. It was actually kind of cool because it looked like I had a bullet hole go through my leg, but it went right through my boot and landed just basically onto my fibula, and so it shattered the bone. And so what they did is they cleaned it out. The response system at Rebecca Farm was awesome. I, immediately had somebody there helping me undo my vest, and in excruciating pain, as you can imagine. But they carted me off to Kalispell Regional, and they basically had me in surgery within a couple hours. And found actually a tip of my boot inside my leg. I know. Yeah, pretty crazy. So they cleaned it up and put a plate with four screws in there and basically said, you know, I only broke the fibula, which is a non-weight-bearing bone, which is good. If you had to pick, you know, typically the doctor said that usually when you break your fibula, you break your tibia as well. So I guess I'm going to chalk it up to
yeah.
to fibula block. So
thanks.
Yeah, it
right
does. It does.
Right,
it's such a bummer.
Right in the middle of summer.
What was that?
I said right in the middle of summer with fall coming on.
I know. It was really
first
bummer.
Place, right?
Yeah, I was winning the 2-star on Top Secret, which is a cool horse, and doing well on all my horses. They were all in the top 5. I was having a good show, but what do you do? Like, things happen.
Now, I'm sure this isn't your first injury. You're an eventer. You've been hurt before.
Yeah, actually, it is.
Really?
Yeah, it is. It's like a year of first for me. Yeah, it is. Actually, I've never been. I mean, I've you know, come off and I hyperextended my leg once and jumping off of a horse, but I've never really been like injured like this.
Wow, you've lived a blessed life as an adventurer.
Yeah, really. I'm like, what is going on? Because, you know, what do you do? But I guess that was my time. I'm due. I actually jokingly said to my friends that I've finally meddled.
Oh,
geez.
Oh,
and the hardest part has got to be just being stuck on the couch, right?
Oh, yes. It's very hard.
Are you going crazy?
Yeah, I'm going pretty crazy. But the pain actually is debilitating enough that I'm not going that crazy. I think once the pain of my leg goes away, then I'll be really going crazy. I'm sitting there going, okay, when I don't have to ride with stirrups. Like I could ride some of the horses on the flat without stirrups. So, but actually it hurts good enough right now that it's been keeping me still.
Well, and those pain pills anyway.
Yeah,
so that,
exactly.
That
yeah,
keeps
they're
you down.
Great.
When those run out, then you start to feel better. That's going to really kick in. How long have they said?
He said no weight bearing for 6 weeks. And the interesting part of it is that there's no actual bone, like for about almost an inch in my not quite an inch. It's about. It looks as though a stud went directly into my bone, because it did. So that part's missing. So so the bone has
we
to
fill
in.
We apologize to anybody having breakfast this morning, by the way. Okay, go ahead.
The bone has to fill in, and then I think I'll be good to go. It sounds like I won't have any long-term complications from it. It's just a matter of healing it. So it kind of depends on my body. So we'll see.
You're going to be stronger. You got metal plates and screws in there.
I know.
You're going to be bionic.
I know. I am. I'm looking forward to it.
Speaking of bionic, one of the things we wanted to talk to you about, and you said it. I mean, you rode 5 horses of your own there, and plus you had students there. How difficult is it for you as a coach and instructor and a high-level rider to do? It always amazes me when I see these high-level riders at shows. How do you coordinate it all during the day?
Very carefully. the night before, typically, I'll go through my schedule, and my assistant and I typically kind of either sit down the night before or her and I talk, you know, on the phone, and I just schedule everything very carefully. And honestly, without the help that I have, there's no way I could do it. I mean, I have excellent help, and so I'm able to do it because there's no way that I could go. I mean, at Rebecca Farm, I was up at 5 in the morning and teaching until 6 at night, and getting my own horses ridden all within that time. So my trick is only that I have such great help that gets me. You know, and we're right on schedule. Like, I'm done teaching somebody at 9:45 and I'm putting my foot in the stirrup, you know, to ride another one, and they're coming to get, you know, the horse that I'm done riding, and then I'm teaching somebody else. So it's definitely tricky, and it does get stressful because you have your own management that you have to do within performing and riding all the horses that that I'm riding. I definitely have it's been a trial by error, because certain horse shows that are more on a high level, like the 3-star stuff, I'll not ride as many horses at that competition so that I can concentrate more. And like I taught a lot of people that were up in the Washington area as well, and I might not have committed myself quite so much had I had, you know, a 3-star horse. So it's a very careful management process.
One of the things we've talked about with eventers, especially before, and other disciplines, is do you have a workout regime off the horse? You know, you're riding 5 horses, you're teaching all day. That is just a physical nightmare on your body, let alone breaking it. I mean, you know, put that aside. Do you work out at the gym or have a program that you do?
I have in the past. When I'm riding, like at the CCI 3-star level, I definitely do. I go, and I actually had a personal trainer that I go and see, and he basically gives me a very kind of the circuit type workouts where your cardiovascular system really gets going and your heart rate really gets going. Not necessarily that you're building muscle, but that, you know, cardiovascularly, you get so much more fit. But I ride so many horses during the day that typically riding that many horses is enough for me. Like I rode in the CCI 2-star at Rebecca Farm, and I felt fit enough just basically riding the amount of horses that I ride every day. So everybody's body is different, and I really encourage everyone that rides, you know, that level especially to work out, because, you know, like my horse at Rebecca Farm towards the end was getting tired. I could feel him, and I needed to help him. If I had been tired, I wouldn't have been able to help him.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, and I know, you know, we have Leslie is here today filling in for Jamie, and she's from Horse Nation, and Horse Nation sponsored by Fleeceworks, and you had a question, Leslie, right?
Yeah. You know, actually, earlier in the show today, we gave away some Fleeceworks halter fleeces, and they just have such fantastic products. And I know that you are affiliated with them as a team rider. Is that right?
Yes, I am.
Cool. And how long have you been affiliated with them?
Gosh, that's a trick question. for a while now, I would say probably going on 3 years, I've been a Fleeceworks sponsored rider.
Well, now, did you, you didn't get the saddle pad dirty and went in this accident the other day, did you?
No, of course not.
Okay, good, just checking.
We can't mess that one up. I actually love the Fleeceworks products, and not, you know, not just because I'm a rider. I, you know, as an upper-level rider, it's really important for me to pick, you know, companies and products that I really believe in, and that I not only believe in their product, but the way that their companies are ran. And so Fleeceworks is one of those companies, and I'm really proud to be a part of their team, and I really believe in their mission, and they've been a fantastic supporter of me also, but even before they weren't, I love their product. So it's a great, you know, Judy is fantastic because she's ever evolving the company and the products, and always asking us riders for input on how we can improve on making the products better. And she, you know, we, it's funny because at first I'd be like, oh, well, it's great because to me everything was. And then she'd point out different things and I'm like, oh, yeah, you're kind of right. And so I think what's great is that she's taken all of us as riders and our opinions and helped develop the product into a superior, you know, product. So it's good.
Well, I'll tell you what, somebody just called in and I think she wants to say something to you, and that's Judy. Good morning, Judy.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Hey.
All right, do you have something you need to say to Tammy?
Yeah, I wanted to tell Tammy happy birthday.
Oh,
she got up at 6:30 on the West Coast with a
broken
leg.
Happy birthday, Tammy.
Yeah,
happy
thank
birthday.
You.
We have something for you, Tammy. This we play this to all the birthdays.
Okay.
That's for you.
That's awesome. Thank you so much.
I feel flattered you got up on your birthday, and I also feel a little bit guilty. Here you are. But then again, you don't have much to do today other than sit on the couch anyway. You get a
That's
nap.
That's right. Later. There you go.
Well, happy birthday. Thank you, Judy, for letting us know that.
You're welcome. I thought I would
chime
in. Well, hey, I'm going to go now. We'll talk to you later.
All right, bye, guys. Thank you,
right,
Judy,
bye.
For calling in. We appreciate it. And, Tammy, we wish you the best of luck with everything here, and we'll keep in touch and follow your progress going down the road the next 6 weeks.
Oh, thank you so much.
And you know what? I got to tell you real quick, we have a lot of adopted things here in the show, and one of the things we have is a jockey in training who was riding up in New York who took a spill almost the exact same day you did. Off of a horse she was riding, and she broke her leg in three places, and she is also on the couch for the next 6 weeks. So we need to get you two together, and you can sit and watch TV together.
Oh, gosh. It's always good to have something in common with somebody.
That's right.
Especially now.
Well, thank you, Tammy, and good luck.
Thank you
Take
so
care.
Much, you guys.
All right, bye.
Take care.
Oh, that's tough. But you know 6 weeks for an eventer. You know it, Leslie. 6 weeks for an eventer means how many weeks, really?
Half of that. And
Half
she's
that.
Got the Olympics to watch for the next
that's,
few weeks. So that will keep her occupied.
That'll keep her busy. You know, she has the Olympics to watch. And that's true. That'll keep her busy for a little while. But you know it's 3 weeks. Jennifer, you know, she broke almost every bone in her body. That's why I was shocked when Tammy said that she hadn't broken many bones. Because Jennifer's, like, was breaking bones left and right. And she was always like a quarter of the time they said, and she was out riding horses again with the cast hanging there and stuff.
Right.
With no, like she said, with no stirrups. Now, have you ever broken anything? You're an inventor too, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, I've broken fingers, lots of concussions, which probably explains a lot of things.
Yeah, your husband told me that. He was sure of that. Well, let's take a break here for our song of the day, and then we're going to come back with a guest of yours, a little younger, a little on the younger side, but also works for a four-star eventer. We're going to find out about that. But first, we're going to have our song. Today we have a song by Dan Roberts from his Beyond the Brand CD. You can find all of his music at oldbootsmusic.com. And this is one of my favorite songs of his, Can't Change Horses.
You better look down that road before you get on. Turn around, take one last look behind. Hey, pick up a little dirt, run it through your hands, then carve your favorite memories in your mind. Cause all you've ever dreamed of was riding the rodeo. Before you learn to hold on, you gotta learn to let go. You gotta learn that your time in the saddle ain't as rough as life in between. And the fence isn't there for you to straddle. And you can't change horses in the middle of your dream. Thank you. Don't count the miles ahead, 'cause they'll soon be gone. But take time, study your back trail, 'cause what you've learned today may help tomorrow, but leaving's the only way to tell. Well, you can't put a price tag on the fun and rodeo, but you don't get a free ride, you'll pay as you go.
Well, that was Dan Roberts and Can't Change Horses. You're listening to Horses in the Morning. I am Glenda Geek. I am here with Leslie Wiley of Horse Nation filling in for Jamie. If you tuned in late, Jamie had a special surprise that she did on Friday, and we didn't tell anybody about it because her mom listens to the show, but she actually flew to Florida and surprised her mom for her mom's birthday. And I don't know if Jennifer had a chance. Jennifer, did you have a chance to post that video yet up there?
I'm just getting to it now.
Okay, so she's going to post a video. Jamie actually took a video as she was sitting in the car, and her mom came out and realized that she was there for her birthday. It was a total surprise, and we couldn't say anything on the show because her mom listens to the show, but Jamie's off visiting family in Florida here and then in Georgia, and she'll be back on Friday for Really Bad Ads. And we also have Coach Jen over there in the producer chair, and we are sponsored today by Equity Manufacturing. If you need a pitchfork, let me tell you the one you need, and he hates it when I call them pitchforks, but it's just a habit. If you need a manure fork, you got to look at one of two manure forks, the shaken fork or the flexed fork. The shaken fork is if you clean more than two stalls, three stalls a day, you want to take a look at the shaken fork because it does half the work for you. This is a guy's horse husband approved manure fork. You'll get your horse husband to clean more stalls by buying him this motorized manure fork that actually shakes it all for you. You'll save bedding, you'll save money, and you'll save about half the time, and you'll save yourself all the time because your husband will want to clean the stalls with this super shaken. I have one. It's sitting right here in my office because we cleaned it off and brought it in the other day. But, yeah, I clean manure in my office all the time. And then there's the flexing fork, which if you have a couple of stalls to clean or you do a lot of cleaning of paddocks, that's the one you're going to want to take a look at. These things have a built-in suspension system so that when they get caught on something, your poop doesn't fly everywhere. They're the best ones out there. They're super strong. The tines don't bend like the cheap ones do all the time. Well, nothing worse than a tine breaking off or bending because you can never clean stalls the same again. So take a look at these. They're something you're going to need. They're a little bit more expensive, but they'll last you forever. They're super strong. All the hosts on the Horse Radio Network use them now, and we wouldn't use anything else. Matter of fact, we fight over them. So take a look at equitymfg.com. Even if you don't need a new manure fork, buy one today. You will never use those old crappy ones again. Take a look at that now. Well, what you want to introduce your next guest?
Absolutely. We've got on McKenna Oxenden. McKenna has been a fan of Eventing Nation for a long time, and then once we launched Horse Nation in February, she was one of our we brought her on board as one of our first regular bloggers. She writes a column every Thursday called The Secret Life of McKenna and Dorito. Dorito's her pony that she events with, and she's just all I love. I always look forward to getting her columns each week because McKenna's hilarious for one, and she's just got a lot of admirable qualities. She's just plugging away, always working to get better, always working hard. And this summer, she took on a working student position for four-star event rider Emily Bashir. So we thought we'd bring her on today, and she could give us some insight into the life of a working student and how that's treating her, and how she and Dorito are getting along this summer. So, are you there, McKenna?
I am here.
Hey.
Hey, what's going on?
So this is sort of a case of careful what you wish for, because in your column last week, you had mentioned you were catching up on listening to horses in the morning, and I think said something to the effect of, what did you say?
I have it here. Do you want me to read it? I have it.
Yes,
she said, I am using this time to catch up on my Monday episodes of Horses in the Morning when Wiley is on. I don't know why she likes to listen to you, but apparently she likes Mondays. And to write my post. Maybe one day I'll be cool enough to be on the show. Well, congratulations, McKenna. You're now in the cool family.
I'm officially a cool cat. It's bad. Like, you get back from work and you're like, oh, all I want to do is sleep. And you're like, it's 6 o'clock at night. I can't go to sleep. Like, that's not socially acceptable every night. And that's all you want to do. It's bad.
Welcome to the horse world. And also welcome to having a working student job.
Yeah, it's nonstop.
Unpaid slave labor.
Yeah.
So tell us about, what's your typical day like as a working student?
So there's not, when people say that there's really not a typical day at a working student position, it's really pretty true. Like, the only thing that's really the same every day is, you know, I usually start at 7, then we feed the horses, bring in, we'll pick out all of their feet, and we'll sweep and sprinkle the aisle, and then we just kind of have a list of stuff that we have to get done, and, you know, it's like ranging from break the footing in from the ring, go pick the fields, to paint jumps. It's really anything and everything.
Super. And you and Dorito are doing really well. I happen to see you guys go at the Maryland horse trials, I guess a couple of weeks ago, and you did really well there, right?
Yeah, he was a little rock star, and he was really great in the dressage, and I think it was my best score to date on him, and it was like a 37, and then I had a good show jumping round, and I was really happy with it, because I actually let him do his job and wasn't messing with him to all the base of the fences, and then he dragged me around cross country looking for training level fences, and we ended up finishing third. If only I could get closer to the optimum time, I would have been second. But
oh, man.
Settling for a yellow ribbon is totally okay with me, because that was my that's my best placing ever that I've had on here.
Yeah, oh, that's awesome.
So I was super excited.
Yeah.
McKenna, tell us about your horse. Tell us about Dorito.
His name is Dorito Cool Ranch. He's 13-2. He's a little paint pony. I have no idea what.
Oh, by the way, they are my favorite Doritos too. So I like your pony already.
Awesome. He's we've done one training level event together, and we've been going novice for a while. And he's my first horse, and I've had him for about like 6 years. And he loves jumping. Loves going very quick. And he's awesome. He has quite the personality.
Well, you've ended up in a good place, too. For those that don't know, Emily Bashir is related to the Bashirs that are the governor of Kentucky. And it's a neat family, and I would guess, I just know them a little bit, that they're probably really good to work for and really good to learn from.
Oh, Emily's awesome. She's such a nice person and just is always, like, wanting you to learn things and always trying to be nice and is, like, very thoughtful. When it's been really, really hot, she's given us some like easier jobs and let us help her out in the air conditioning with stuff that needed to get done, like, you know, taking pictures or stuff like that. And she's wonderful to be around, not to mention she's hilarious. So it's really awesome being able to work here.
I know. When I was a working student, I always found it a little nerve-wracking to work hands-on around four-star horses every day. I always felt like I was sort of walking on eggshells. Do you have that that sort of like starstruck strucken note?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'll bring Quincy in from the field, or I'm picking his feet, and I'm like, oh my God, we're gonna break him. Like, oh, God, I don't want to be the one that does that. But
Yeah. And are you spending a lot of time in the saddle every day? Do you ride more than three days?
I usually ride through like 6 days a week. Some days it's been a long day, so then I'll just be like, oh, you can have the day off. But so I usually always ride him. And recently I've been usually hacking at least another horse and maybe flatting. So I've been riding like two or three a day, which is great because I mean, saddle time is awesome.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So,
but Dorita's your favorite. I just love about, and I've always loved about your column is that it's just so evident that you guys have such a special partnership, and just how much you love him. So what are your plans for the rest of the summer?
I'm not quite sure yet. We're trying to figure it out. I was going to try and go up to New York and compete at Millbrook, but it doesn't look like that's going to happen. So I might be heading to Fairhill. I might do novice. I don't know. We'll see what happens. We're plugging away with our flat work. Finally have my stirrups back. So.
Oh.
Yeah. You ever take a lesson from Emily? That's one of her favorite things. Is no stirrups. No stirrups. We had a lesson earlier this week, and she walks in the barn and goes, "The price of admission for the lesson is to drop your stirrups at the in gate." Like, awesome.
And don't know what that means literally drop your stirrups at the in gate, right?
Yes. Yeah. And unfortunately, the horse I was riding was a bit footsore, so I ended up having to crap out after 20 minutes of no stirrups while everyone else got to do the next 40 minutes. And we were all a little worried because, like, we just set up the new jump course and everything. We were like, oh, my God, she's going to make us jump large things with no stirrups. And she's like, no, don't worry. We're just going over objects. I don't think you'll fall off. Well, you might, but I'm not going to try to. Like, great.
How's she doing this? I just wanted to ask how Emily's doing. Has she got some plans for the fall here? Is she heading up to Fairhill?
Actually, we are all gung-hoing right now. She's trying to get over to Blenheim in England and to go to compete in the CCI 3-star at, I think it's like September 6th through 9th. And so we are all trying to get lots of fundraising activities going on. We've had... We have our adult eventing camp happening this week, starts Wednesday, and it goes through Saturday. And then if you guys are not doing anything, so anyone and everyone, we're having a little jumper derby, elementary through preliminary levels. It's going to be lots of fun. It's very cheap, and it's helping a good cause. And we have lots of raffles going on. Emily's sponsors have generously donated tons of stuff, and so you can just go online, buy a raffle ticket, or buy them in bulk and put them in whatever thing you want. And, like, there's awesome, awesome stuff. So just go to emilybashir.com and check it out. A little plug-in.
Very, very cool. And McKenna, we just had on Tammy Smith, and it happens to be her birthday today. And I heard that it's someone else's birthday tomorrow.
Yeah. I know you guys are catching me on the last day as a 15-year-old.
Well, happy birthday, McKenna.
Thank you.
I'm impressed. I got to say, Jennifer, you know, we have a lot of guests on here, professional riders all the time on the different shows and everything. And I have to say, McKenna, you're 15 going on 16 years old, and you did better at plugging an event than most of them do. You're going to be just fine because you're going to succeed in this business just fine. You know how to treat the sponsors.
Awesome.
So when you think about what you're going to do if you go to college, think about marketing because I think you got that down pat already.
Man, everyone's just telling me. I want to go to school for business. Now you're telling me marketing, and everyone around here is like, you should go to school for journalism. So many options.
So many options.
Whatever you do.
That's right. You'll be fine. You'll be good at whatever. Well, thank you so much for joining us. Enjoy your columns. And just keep in mind that whatever you ask for in your column may come true, so don't ask for something you don't really want to do, all right?
Hey, no, I totally
maybe
wanted to do this.
You should ask for a 4-star event horse. Maybe that'll... maybe.
Yeah, I mean, you never know.
It might just fly into your lap. You never know. Well, good luck, McKenna, this summer, and you're in good hands over there with Emily, and I'm so glad you get your serves back because there's nothing worse than that for several lessons in a row.
Yeah, the good news was it was from a flat, and she was letting me do sitting trot, but still. So I had them for jumping, but I've gotten threatened that if I keep monkeying around, I'm going to get them taken away. Monkeying around? I quote.
But you've heard about Reed Kessler's no stirrups routine, right? She rides how many horses a day? Jumping, no stirrups, and you know she's not that much older than you, and she's headed to the Olympics. So you just keep it up. You've got 2 years. Well, maybe
go big or go home, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, McKenna. Good luck.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Bye bye.
Bye.
Happy birthday. Boy, you would think she's much older than that, wouldn't you?
I know. She's super mature and a great rider, and just, you know, her passion for the sport and the people in the sport and her love for her horse just really comes through in everything she writes, so...
And you can find her articles, like, actually, just by going to horsenation.com and searching McKenna, and McKenna, and they'll show up. Or just search Dorito, and they'll show up, either one, and you'll find them there. I love that her horse is named after my favorite chip. sure she did that on purpose. So. Well, we have a couple of other news stories before we call it a day here. Big Brown, for the last couple of years, has been heading off to Australia to do some breeding down there. As a matter of fact, over the last 2 years, he has covered more than 140 mares each year in Australia. He is based at Vinery, in the Vinery farm there in Australia. But he won't be making that trip this year because he actually hurt himself. He had a laceration to his hind leg, which, although they say is not structurally serious, it became infected and delayed the healing process, and the veterinarians recommended that he not be shuttled down to Australia. You know, that's a heck of a trip. They have to make stops in several places, and, you know, it's a two-day adventure for a horse. So they decided not to do that, and he'll be staying here at Three Chimneys Farm in Lexington and hanging out there to continue his mare covering duties. But how cool is that, though, when you think about it? He gets to hang around Lexington with all the Southern girls with those accents, and then you get shipped off for part of every year to Australia with all those girls with those accents. This guy has it made.
That's the life. Do you know what his stud fee is? It looks like he stood for $35,000 for a live foal in 2012. So... That's Andy gets paid the big bucks for knocking up the hot mare. So
you got the Southern girls, the Australian girls, and you get paid $35,000 a shot. Not too bad of a gig.
Not too bad.
I haven't figured out how to quite translate that into the human side. I think you get arrested for that, actually. But there's some controversy going on too. Some protesting at the Olympics, at the horse events of all things. And this involves Syria. Apparently, one of the Syrian Olympic riders is an athlete that's related to President al-Assad. And, of course, President al-Assad is the one fighting to keep his company, Syria, or country. Syria's in total meltdown right now, pretty much just an all-out civil war. You know, whatever side you fall on there, al-Assad is not being pleasant in all of this. So there are Syrians all over the world that, you know, obviously are following this or upset of what's happening with the civil war over there. But they have 10 athletes that are attending the games, and one of them is a rider. And apparently there are a lot of Syrians in London that are planning on protesting at the equestrian complex because of this. So they're going to have that. Not only do the police in England have every threat in the world imaginable, they also have this to deal with. So we'll see how this plays out. And apparently he is a show jumper, from what I understand. So politics even make their way into riding at the Olympics. And I guess, you know, that can't be avoided when there's strife all over the world and you're going to have people that are going to do that. But that's coming up. The DNC, the Democratic National Committee, has said that they're called it quits on making fun of Ann Romney's prancing horse. Yes, that's the term they use. After releasing a couple of videos last week featuring Rafalka in dressage competition and having an overlay that was picking on Mitt Romney and his issues, and also, you know, being out of touch and all of that, being too rich, they, I don't know what happened, but they finally decided to pull those spots. And I think what happened was that Ann Romney went on some of the morning shows and pretty much made fun of them for doing it when she had, you know, multiple sclerosis and was riding to help heal that and started her riding for that. It kind of made them look like idiots, so they ended up withdrawing the ads. The quote from the DNC is, "Our use of Romney's dressage horse was not meant to offend Mrs. Romney in any way." Oh, okay. And we were simply making a point that Governor Romney failed to give straight answers to a variety of issues in this race by using her dressage horse. That was a stretch. So they said that they're going to stop doing that. And apparently dressage now will be out of the limelight in the presidential race. And it makes you kind of wonder, doesn't it, Leslie, what really happened there?
Right.
I don't think we're hearing the whole story. I mean, it was a stretch to begin with, but no matter what your politics are, it was kind of the wrong thing to do. And they're apparently going to stop doing it now. How about a couple of the things that went on Horse Nation last week?
Let's see. Well, at Horse Nation, we are just totally excited. We are totally, totally stoked about the Olympics. Like I said earlier, I've got the Olympic Games countdown on my computer. We're now at 4 days, 5 hours, 37 minutes, and 58 seconds until the Olympics begin. So I'm counting down the seconds, obviously. And we've had some Olympic features. We've got a writer named Liz Fletcher stepped in as sort of our Olympic editor. She's got, last week she did some great breakdowns of, we called it our Olympics 101 series, and she took our show jumping team and our dressage team and profiled each rider, kind of gave some backstory on each rider and how they qualified for the team and, you know, all about their horses. And then also did a breakdown of, you know, I think the process of medaling at the Olympics is a little complicated. And, you know, they've got, there's so many, especially for show jumping and dressage, because they've got so many rounds and they've sort of, they pass through, you know, the different rounds to get to the finals, and just how scores are calculated. And we've got more coming from her this week, just little tidbits, bits of gossip, last minute change ups with the teams. So there's, you know, there's a lot of that information swirling around out there. She's sort of done a great job of gathering it up and putting it in one place.
It does get confusing because the riders ride for the team competitions and then they ride for individuals, and some of the team counts for individuals. It does get very confusing.
Yeah, it is. It's confusing. And she did a super job of breaking it down and making it really accessible.
I'm going to have to print that out and use it as a reference here as we go through the next couple of weeks, because it's even confusing for us. Eventing's so you know, much easier because they don't ride 55 rounds.
Right, exactly. And also, I just like knowing, I think it just really enriches, whatever your sport you're watching, it just really enriches the experience if you know the horse's background and the rider's background and what they've, you know, where they've been, what they've overcome to get to where they are. You know, I was watching the British Open yesterday, and I'm not a big golf fan, but my husband is, and
he was kind of giving me the breakdown on all the different players, and it suddenly became this really interesting game, you know. So, and I think the same thing with I think the same thing happens with equestrian sports too. So you can look forward to much, much more Olympic coverage on Horse Nation this week.
I noticed, too, you had a blog post that I really liked last week. Olympic uniforms, the best, the worst, and the just plain weird, because we weren't real fans of the United States uniforms. But then you posted some of the other teams' uniforms. Were these from the past or for this year?
These are for this year. I think it was, who wrote that? Kate Samuels, I believe. She went through and just pulling it up right now. And sort of put the U.S. uniforms in context by sort of, but you think what we're wearing is strange. Look what other folks are wearing. So
yeah, I'll tell you what, there seems to be a theme this year, and that's the coats and ties and very formal look this year, except for Russia. That looks like a red ink cartridge blew up all over their outfits, and then somebody painted Russia across the front. Those are odd.
Those are odd for sure.
Now Jamaica,
They look like I don't know, like candy stripers or something. I don't know.
That's very strange. And then Italy is kind of just ordinary, I think, in black, and they're wearing sort of like cargo pants, a little sportier look. Let's see here, Germans. They look like. they look like maybe a, you know, the Twizzlers that are all colorful, the colorful pack of Twizzlers you get?
Right.
That's what the German outfits look like. It looks like a mixed up pack of Twizzlers.
And it all totally clashes with their flag. I mean, the flag is black, red, and yellow, and they're wearing pink and baby blue. That doesn't, it's not attractive.
China's are always sort of the same. China, where they wear the red coats and the white pants, and they're always sort of the same. You know, it kind of does remind you of Ronald McDonald when you see the China outfits, because they kind of have that same red going.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That reminds you of that. Now, Jamaica, it looks cool because the Jamaicans always look cool, but they only ever have three people, so they can really spend a lot of money on their outfits.
Right.
A little different with the Jamaicans. But, yeah, so there were some weird ones. I got to tell you, I'm feeling better about the United States outfits now.
I don't think they're too bad. They're not too bad. They're, you know, they're a little.
They look like they should be on a rowing team in New England.
That's true. I think they look they should be airplane hostesses.
Yeah, exactly. Like from the 60s. Maybe. They look like they belong to the glee club at Harvard or Oxford or one of those. Well, anyway, picking on the outfits. We'll all get to see them on Friday night. And you know what we'll have to do here in the show is we'll have to pick our favorite country outfits. You come on next Monday. That's what we'll do in your segment next Monday. We'll all pick our favorite country's outfits.
Oh, fashion police. I love it.
Yes. All right. So we'll do that. We'll tell Jamie that she has to pick hers out. And Monday morning next week, we'll pick out our favorite outfits. We'll all do that. And everybody listening, you'll have to do the same. And we'll post them all on Facebook. We'll decide who we liked and who we didn't like. That'll be cool. Because there are usually some cool ones, and then there are usually some just awful ones. Well, that's it, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us today, Leslie. We really appreciate you hanging out with us for the whole hour and a half and for getting McKenna to join us.
Sure. Thanks for having us.
And don't forget, we'll be back here Wednesday morning live. Tomorrow we'll have a recorded show for you, but we'll be back Wednesday morning live. And Jamie will be back joining us on Friday after her visit with the family. Jennifer did post the surprise video on the web on the Horses in the Morning Facebook page, so you'll get to see her surprising her mom on Friday, which is why she couldn't be here. And she's just taking a little time off and a little trip, which is one of the reasons we went back to 3 days a week over the summer here live, because we all had things that we wanted to get accomplished this summer. We'll be back full time in no time at all. So we'll see you here Wednesday morning. Don't forget all the shows on the Horse Radio Network at horseradionetwork.com. We have a bunch of them. Check them out, and we'll be back. Now, she always says spay, neuter, and geld at the end of the show. Do you have something you want to say? You have a line you want to use other than spay, neuter, and geld?
I don't. How about just have a fantastic day?
Okay. That was boring. Have a good night, everybody.
Okay, take care.